Hello, everyone. It is early morning, late morning, whatever, February 7th, 2025, and I am heading to the pool. See, for the last month, I have not been going to the pool as much to record these walks, and I guess part of the problem is I don't want to give up going to the pool to do these nice little chats, so I'm leaving a little bit earlier before catching the bus to give a small update. Things have been going pretty well. I hit a new low today of 462, actually, which is really nice, I will say. I am glad I am again hitting a new low on the regular, which is a great feeling, I can tell you. It's certainly hard in some respects. It's definitely hard to eat, you know, what I've been eating for the last little bit, which is broccoli and some form of protein every day. Today I'm bringing a big protein shake to the pool, because, the last 2 days have been brutal. On Wednesday, I had a bit of a mix-up scheduling with my trainer. I showed up on Wednesday. It's like, oh, you're not here? And it's like, he rushed over for the second half. But Thursdays was our scheduled day. But I got mixed up because he wanted to move it last week. And so then he's like, well, let's do Thursday as well. So I got 2 days in a row, which, to be honest, I was very skeptical I'd be able to do. I'm feeling weak a lot of the time as I try to push the boundaries of what I'm able to do, and yesterday was certainly no exception. So what happened was, I had a bit of like soreness in the back and in the shoulder that, kind of scared my other half. She was like, oh no, your shoulder's popping, is it okay? And so, once I met up with my trainer, I'm like, well, I'm a little worried about these, but other than that, I feel fine. I don't know what I can do, but I'm willing to try whatever. And so we did a couple of different exercises. We started out with some rack lifts, if I remember what they're called properly. And that was pretty good, you know, we put some weight on it, and that certainly made me feel good about the fact that I could still do tough lifts despite being, well, at least a little hurt and weakened one way or another. And it's funny because it reminds me of something Steve Shaw of the Massive Iron YouTube channel reminds his audience all the time. The body is not fragile, and part of the way he says this is that very often fitness influencers will say stuff like, oh, you gotta do these magic rep ranges, you gotta do these magic, you know, tips to reach optimal. Whereas his perspective is, you just have to train hard. Whatever gets you to that road is probably pretty legitimate, as long as it's not so far outside the range of, like, I guess, what's generally done, because he's a huge fan of the classic bodybuilders and weightlifters. He frequently mentions what was done in the 70s. Before my time, so I can't really speak to it, but I've been trying to internalize a bit more that the body is not very fragile, because the earliest, you know, opening up to that I had was merely the fact that I didn't realize that hunger didn't need to be a crisis. Now I'm at the point where hunger is something I can kind of just deal with, which is a very far cry from where I used to be. You know, I used to be at the point where even like subtle hints of hunger and stress would cause me to eat quite a bit. And turning away from that is honestly incredibly difficult. And so, I don't know, I feel the need to, I guess, share that little tip of like, the body's not fragile. You should be careful, but don't be so worried that pushing a little hard one day or trying something different or, you know, doing rep ranges that feel natural to you, I guess that's not as big a deal as one would think. Of course, when you want to get stronger, like I certainly do, that requires a level of effort that is certainly outside the, you know, normal comfort zone. Another thing I wanted to bring up before I head on the bus is, which don't worry, I won't subject you to me being on the bus. That's not the plan here. I wanted to kind of reflect on kind of what's changed since I was 570 pounds versus now at 462. You know, it's like, to be honest, the change happened pretty quick. I had meticulously tackled my issues, emotional and other stuff, and so eating was the last one, which generally I wouldn't recommend fixing that last, but that's how it worked for me. And I worry that given this situation, that might have to be how it is. But once I had solved, you know, gaining control over my eating, everything kind of fell into place. I had started losing weight really quickly, and I'm still continuing to lose weight. And so it's funny because I actually don't have as many videos and vlogs and stuff and even writing from the early days because I honestly expected to be 500 longer. I got just below 500 at the start of the new year, and to be honest, I was not expecting that. I was not expecting to go down in weight so quickly. Now, yes, some of that's probably water weight. That's generally the concession, but I know it's not like half the 100 pounds is water weight, that's for darn sure. And so there's been a couple of big changes since then, and I will say the change that's probably the cause and not the symptom is certainly getting my food under control made a big difference. You know, when I wrote up my Why Can't I Stop Eating post, I described the healthy eating, you know, the healthy relationship with food as I understand it, as kind of the goal I'm trying to reach towards. And to be honest, I'm not fully there yet. I mean, there's still a lot of ways I can improve, but I've made remarkable progress in that direction. For instance, I basically described that you want to get as many nutrients as possible for as little, you know, calories as you can get, considering my goal is weight loss. If somebody's trying to maintain their weight, then you probably want the most nutrients required to stay at your weight, or, you know, if you need to put on muscle, that's a different equation. And I will admit, that's something I've been kind of struggling with the last couple of months, is the confusion. Like, I know with all the extra fat reserves I have, my body is not starving for energy, that's for sure. And yesterday was a very strong indication of that. I had no idea I would be able to do all that stuff on an empty stomach. You know, I usually don't eat before the gym. I usually eat after I get home, which is kind of a tricky time to cook, but it happens, I swear. And so this is the thing. And so I don't really know how I should optimize my nutrition beyond get more protein. And recently, I've added the get more fiber on top of it just because I can, you know, have myself eat lots of broccoli on a regular basis. That's not really a challenge now. And to me, it's like, I'll admit, I am being a little robotic when it comes to eating now. It's like, I buy a ton of broccoli, I have that on a daily basis with whatever, you know, protein I think makes sense for the day. And that helps me keep below my target. And, you know, I do kind of splurge and go a little crazy sometimes. I'll have a banana or a crate of berries. You know, it's like, I do like having access to fruits and berries every once in a while as a way of breaking up the monotony, but not so much that it derails the entire process. And so that's been kind of nice, actually, the more I kind of think about it. And it's hilarious because I may have described this before, but like, I used to never really like blueberries, but my taste has certainly changed after going without, you know, refined sugars and fast food for so long that I'm gonna say, you know, I can absolutely enjoy blueberries now after, you know, basically I grabbed them one time. I'm like, I'm gonna force myself to get through these to see, you know, how that's gotta do. Partially because they're really good antioxidants, which my understanding of some of the problems related to severe obesity is like 90% of your issues are inflammation. Your cells are like, what the hell are you doing to us? This is crazy. And like, I guess part of the problem with the human body is that like, we never really would get as big as I've gotten, you know, throughout ancient history, or at least not to my knowledge. And so then what happens is the body kind of assumes that's a temporary thing. It's like kind of like I assumed, you know, gaining the weight was something that would eventually fix itself. I guess the body does too. And so it's just trying to hold on as best as it can. And that's something that's kind of fascinating in its own right, which maybe I would like to explore as I learn more biology, but I'm ways, ways off from that. But what else has changed since 570 to 460s now? Well, one of the big things that I've noticed has changed significantly is just my mobility across the board. Like, there were many things that felt entirely out of reach that are now pretty normal. For instance, okay, when I was first starting my personal training back in September, October last year, I was having this problem where I could not really get off the ground unassisted. Like, I would have to lean on something, or, you know, have my trainer help me up, or whatever it was. Because if I was, you know, laying down, I did not have the strength to lift myself into an upright position, with very few exceptions. It just kind of didn't really work. And so, over the course of doing this, I gained enough strength to actually, and well, lost a bit of weight as well, that it made getting off the floor much easier. Like, now I don't really even have to think about it so much, which is really crazy to go from this is something I'm trying to do and can't do to now it's just something I do now. And that's honestly incredibly gratifying, because I've been, you know, told in the past that your ability to get off the ground unassisted is actually a pretty good determinant of your mortality in general. You know, it's like, here in wintertime, it would suck to slip outdoors, which I actually did last winter, and that was very embarrassing, because an elderly lady, a very kind elderly lady, helped me up, which certainly made me feel very bad about my situation, that's for sure. And I'm glad I'm finally at the point where I am confident I could get up in the same situation on my own. And even better, one of the things I've been noticing as I've been doing these walks is that small slips are actually not so hard to recover from. I actually think I'm falling less now that I am stronger in the legs and in all the parts that matter. Because I'm no longer, you know, like, I'll catch myself more. And it's in just a subtle way that it's like, I don't think that would have happened before. And I think I owe a lot of that to body awareness. I actually think by actually using my body and doing all these movements and getting used to, like, moving it, it's like, wow, body awareness is a really important skill. I'm starting to realize maybe our bodies and minds were made to you do more things than just typing on a keyboard. Maybe there's something to that. But yeah, no, it's been phenomenal, actually. I think the body awareness itself is a big benefit, even though at this point I can't really quantify it beyond I feel like I'm falling less. And so the other thing is that's kind of changed is walking is no longer arduous. You know, when I was at my highest, walking was a process where I could do it for a little bit, but then my back would be sore, everything would be sore, it would feel incredibly tough. And like, I'm, you know, noticing if I do push a little hard, my feet will still hurt. I think that's just kind of the name of the game of being this heavy. That I'm not really expecting to change, but it was getting better actually throughout the fall as I was really pushing hard and, you know, being active 5 days a week, which I am going to be doing this week, because this is the second time I've gone to the pool this week on top of the training session. So I'm actually very excited that for February, I'll be back on track to the schedule I had in fall, which I'm hoping will result in the same radically quick weight loss, because I can only really reach so far down in terms of food, but I can also only reach so far high with the exercise. Like, I do not have the cardiovascular capacity to lose, let's just say, thousands of calories in exercise, because I simply do not believe it would be possible for me to sit on, well, like, an exercise bike wouldn't work. But if I tried walking all day, how far could I go? Right now, well, the cold's a limiting factor, so I don't really know. But that is something I want to try out come the springtime. It's like, okay, if I just stay outside with a giant water bottle, how long can I last? That's kind of what I'm wondering about. I'm also way more comfortable cooking now than when I started at 570 pounds. Like, I was obviously able to fry things up and able to do some basics, but all to be a little honest, it was kind of hard in the sense that I didn't build the habit. It was still something that felt foreign to me at the start. It was like, oh, cooking is this big, arduous process, whereas like, now that I've kind of done it enough, it's like it feels more second nature. Like, much to the chagrin of the immediate family I live with, you know, it's like, I feel a little bad for being a bit antisocial, where instead of eating with everybody, it's like, oh, sorry, I've already ate, you know, whatever I had kind of planned to eat. And I mean, it's nice in the sense that I have the control, I am, you know, keeping tabs on what I'm doing, but I do feel a little bad about that. And so today I'm just having protein shakes so I can join dinner time when I get home, because not only am I leaving for the pool for the second time this week, but I'm also doing it for the earliest I have in a long time. I don't think I've been really so good on the sleep portion. I'm gonna probably be at the pool for noon, which is a new, you know, earliest time to the pool. And so I'm looking forward to really making better use of the mornings as I continue to improve my circadian rhythm, which I thought would be impossible during the winter, and I'm glad to find out that it's not. And yeah, that's just how things are going. And I will say, one of the things that is different, in not such a good way, from the highest to where I'm at now, is that because I'm pushing to become stronger all the time, because I'm pushing myself pretty hard in terms of exercise, I have to admit that I am kind of in some sort of severe pain, you know, on a pretty like daily or at least every other day basis. And that's pretty hard. I'm not gonna, you know, downplay it and say, oh, you know, this is easier, or anyone can do this, you know, whatever. Like, no, it's like, this is very, very challenging. And I feel bad in many ways because it's not easy to deal with. I'm gonna be honest, like, I totally understand why many people would give up at this point, because, you know, oh, I'm good enough to walk now. Okay, well, I guess everything's fixed and I don't want to deal with the chronic pain anymore, and I just want, you know, things to be easy again. And unfortunately, it's a tough, long road. And I'm kind of grateful in the sense that the one luxury I have at the moment is time. And so even though I'm in a lot of pain, it's not like I'm under a whole lot of pressure to get particular things done. And so I at least have the luxury that dealing with the pain is more of a mental challenge than trying to deal with it on top of getting other stuff done, which I know would be incredibly difficult. Now, I am also, you know, trying to take advantage of the time I have to kind of lose as quickly as I can. And that's hard, I will say. Like, I'm still kind of confused at why I wasn't able to lose as quickly in January than December. I'm still trying to, like, really think about that. And it's funny because when I told my trainer about that, he kind of laughed. He's like, well, what's the pound difference between December and January? He's like, I'm like, oh, it's 3 pounds. And he's like, that's a rounding error. Who cares? Which, I mean, to me, it's like, but I wanted to do more than the previous months. I'm like, I should understand this process. I should be in control. I should be able to determine this. And it's like, I do know there's a couple of things holding me back. Sleep is still, you know, improving in terms of the times I'm sleeping, but I'm not probably having healthier sleep overall, if that makes sense. I'm probably dealing with a little less sleep, which I know actually does impact the process quite a bit. I noticed that, like, my stress management skills were being tested last month, that's for darn sure. And it's kind of its own kind of crazy game. And so I am trying to get more sunlight, which is hilarious because right now as I look up into the sky, the sun is behind this giant gray cloud that looks like it goes on for kilometers, maybe even dozens of kilometers. It's huge. I hope being outside in general, even if it is, you know, covered in clouds, is worth it. But that's kind of just where I'm at. Is it's like I'm trying to get what sun there is. And I've also been really focusing on the vitamins front because, it's hard to get everything you need. That's for darn sure. I'm still very confused about nutrition, and I think that's actually my bus. So I am gonna let you all go. I will probably continue this recording when I get back, actually. The plan is to actually complete a walk, depending on how I'm feeling, as I get back. And so there will be a part two that you'll probably just jump into right away. So I'm gonna go splish splash in the pool. I hope your day is going well, and I will continue this recording later. And we're back. I just got off the bus from the pool, and I'm now going to ambitiously try to go on a short walk, mostly because I'm a little shocked. I woke up today with incredibly sore feet, thinking that I wouldn't be able to do anything today. And well, I think I can at least go for a small walk after having gotten there. I'm pretty happy. I really enjoy using the webbed gloves though to kind of really make movements harder. That was kind of nice. And yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. I felt like I was in a good mood when I was recording with you guys earlier, but today is even better, honestly. I'm very happy. I'm very grateful for how this is all going. And oh, it's nice to get some sunshine. And that's the real reason why I'm walking for longer, is that I really was able to get out to the pool early. And now here I am back before dark, going to enjoy the last bit of sunshine before the sun decides to hide for the rest of the night. On the theme of things that have changed from me being 570 to now being down in the 460s, is all the clothes that I was wearing to kind of like be comfortable at that size are incredibly loose. It's like I gotta tie everything really hard or it's gonna fall down. And it's quite a surreal feeling to go from, oh, everything just kind of hangs off me, to, okay, now I can actually have to work to keep things up. And I'm looking forward to maybe, as I get below 450, I'll start looking at my older clothes to see what fits and what doesn't. Because I'm getting close, that's for darn sure. Oh, it is a little windy today. And the other thing I wanted to talk about making progress on is exercises. Because at my last session, I was able to do walking lunges. I know, I have a very grainy Bigfoot tier video because a friend at the gym actually recorded it, but unfortunately, because she has an iPhone and just sent us a text message, I got this again Bigfoot tier grainy footage of what looks like blue Bigfoot trying to do some lunges. But that was a remarkable achievement because it was so hard to get to that point. Like, it was hard for me to even squat my body weight all the way down, much less being able to do what kind of feels like a one-legged squat. It's not really what a lunge is, but kind of. And I think one of the harder parts for the lunges, for me, was being able to balance on the back leg. That took quite a bit of time to get down, and balance is still something I'm working on. I'm able to do the walking lunge, but it doesn't look pretty. But that's how this kind of thing goes. And it reminds me of the post I wrote in the past about how the magic really is progression. Before starting this, I really had no idea how you could like reach down and strengthen things that will help your ability to do things later. So it's like you go step by step to gradually reach what you're trying to do. And so I think that's really
the magic behind what I've been able to do so far is by hiring a trainer who, well, understands progression, understands body mechanics. He's been able to help me a lot going through these basic motions, and it's done wonders for my mobility, and that's why I feel like I can do so many more things. It's incredibly rewarding to be able to squat weight on the bar instead of just my own body weight. It's really something else. And it's funny, pretty funny. Recently, I was shoveling, and I don't know, I'm sure for many people, shoveling is a chore. Even for me, it's like I have a limited ability to get things done, but you know, I had decided to go for a walk, and then I noticed that there was a lot of snow in the driveway, so I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna take a stab at it. And so, with the shovel, I really did what I could, and I got through pretty much all of it, and it was very rewarding. It was the kind of thing where it's like, oh, I get to shovel now. I have at least enough cardiovascular strength that I can actually get through it. And I will say, it's a nice thing to do with the sunshine these days, you know. Canadian winters suck, and I will say, any sunshine you can ration in, totally worth doing. Especially in my situation. So yeah, a whole lot of changes between 570 and now. And I will say, I really wish I felt more different. Now maybe I'm just greedy, maybe I need to lose another 100 pounds before that happens. But like, it really took effort to kind of see the changes on my own end. Because I'm gonna be real with you guys. It was really only yesterday when I was in the gym, spending time looking in the mirror. I'm like, okay, if I really think hard, I really can see the difference I made so far. But that didn't come right away. Like, the changes didn't come right away. But not only that, but actually being able to see them myself, that took a bit too. It's worth pointing out that recently I did an interview with James Corbett on his Corbett Report, which is great, actually. It would say, huge honor to be a part of Solutions Watch, and I was not expecting him to highlight my angry rant about how we're not going to be able to stop digital ID or other nefarious agendas if it's all just about me and, you know, every man for himself or whatever the cool meme we want to attach to it is. And so him and I had kind of a discussion about it, but then I got a lot of people reaching out to me because not only did I, you know, talk in the interview, but I also brought up my weight loss journey and how it's, to me, it's connected a lot with the big picture of how I see this fight as a whole. Whether it's a fight against tyranny, whether it's your own personal improvement, whether it's just weight loss, because for me, a lot of it is just weight loss. And I got this very sad question from someone going by Minnesota Mom. She wanted to know how to talk to her daughter about weight issues, given that it's a touchy subject. And believe me, I totally, totally understand that. I also got another incredibly kind email from somebody who's quite up there in age, or at least older than I am, considering they mentioned they were 40 years sober after being addicted from a pretty young age and has been continuing to kick other addictions. And that's honestly quite inspiring to me because, you know, one of the pushback I get from a lot of people is, oh, when you're older, it's different. Oh, you know, and I don't know. I'm not old yet. Or at least I'm not that old. I can't speak for older people's experiences. So I have one anecdote I can hold up and say, well, this person has done a phenomenal job kicking many difficult addictions, drinking cigarettes, that it was like sugar, caffeine, aspartame, the whole range of it. And that's really exciting to hear. And so, kind of moved by this, I really went ham writing out a long response to Minnesota Mom laying out the situation as I understand it at this time. I feel a little underqualified, because I've got to be honest, I haven't even made it. Like, it's not like I'm down to my goal weight and I can say, oh, I made it the whole way and I've kept it off for years. This is how you do this. Like, I don't know. I'm just trying to lay out the situation as I understand it. So I certainly don't feel like an authority. And I know it's a very difficult issue. I mean, I can't make too many assumptions about people's interactions and what their lives are like. But I generally assume that the issues I've encountered, being this heavy and it being hard to connect with other people or deliberately walling myself off, I'm just going to go as far as to say I assume that's universal at, you know, let's just say someone approaching my BMI. Because I doubt you get as big as I got without having that factor into the equation one way or another. And so, with that kind of stuff in mind, I wrote a pretty long piece about, okay, here's what I think you should do. And gotta be honest, it kind of really got me to think about how hard it is for the people around you. And that's something to think about for sure. I don't know if I touched on it, but one of the things that have come a long way is my ability to just stand. Like, when I'm on the bus and it's like jostling around, being able to stand, you know, more upright or not needing to sit down for as long is a huge help. And so I'm kind of noticing that letting myself get as far gone as I did, I was kind of putting myself in the trap where, yeah, of course it's hard to improve your situation if even the basic stuff is incredibly challenging. Which is where one of the things I touched on a bit on in that piece, but delicately, or at least as delicately as I could, is that denial is a big part of it. Like, you don't want to face the difficult situation you're in, because it is tragic. I'm going to be honest. It's really tragic to be incredibly heavy, to lose ability to do things you want, to feel less social because of the shame. Like, all of that's a tragic, horrible mess to be in, and it's not something you want to wish on other people, that's for sure. And so to me, when I really think about all this and like how I think she can help her daughter, the sad truth of the matter is that based off everything I've done so far, it's clear no person can fix another person's weight issues, but probably other issues as well. I can only speculate on other issues, but you can build the connection to be in the best position to support them when it gets better. Because one of the things that's hard to do in general, I don't think this is unique to weight loss at all, is it is hard to ask for help. It's hard to work with help, whatever form that help takes. And it's the kind of thing that I would argue, to the degree you are trying to help somebody in this kind of situation, any investments that can be made to build up that trust, to make offering that help easier, is gonna go a long way. Because I'm very lucky in my situation. I know not everybody has the bandwidth to offer a whole lot of support. So there's certainly some low-hanging fruit. For instance, I know a lot of people like to have walking buddies, and to the degree walking is not an issue, that's at least something that's not super high pressure. You're not saying, oh, I've signed you up for this sports team, time to learn how to play baseball or whatever. I don't know what the best sport would be for that. But one of the things that really came to mind as I was writing that piece was the importance of building a positive social environment. Because if you're like me and you let your size make you want to distance yourself from others, a natural part of getting better is going to require you spending time around more positive influences. And that's the kind of some good news, is that like it doesn't have to be about the weight. It doesn't, like, you can get connected with other positive ways of thinking before you even tackle that directly. It is something you can ease into. And so I think as, you know, her mother, the way I said it is, as I understand it, your job is to show her that she's worth investing in. Because for me, there was a lot of hopelessness. I would say equal parts denial, equal parts hopelessness are really the keys to getting this big. Those are the major demons you've got to cast off one way or another to actually start turning things around. And they're both pretty nasty ones, I'll say, in pretty significant ways. And so by being connected with others, you kind of share the load, because everybody needs help at one point in their lives. Everybody needs, you know, to lean on others for one reason or another. And the problem is if you put all that on your parent, or on your spouse, or on your sibling, or on some stranger you met online, or whatever the scenario actually is, odds are they're not going to be able to take it. And so you try that over and over again, and you're like, oh no, how come nobody wants to help me? And the sad fact of the matter is I'm sure a lot of people genuinely do want to help each other out, but you have to kind of recognize everybody has a finite capacity to actually make that happen. And so by broadening your connections, by actually casting a wider net socially in your community, whatever form that takes, you can then maybe only need a little bit from one person here, a little bit of one person there. Because I think, especially for us youngins, we want to feel independent. We want to feel like we are the masters of our own universes, that we can do everything with our own sheer will. And so the sneaky piece of advice I would tell someone is that by having it not be relying on a single person, you can at least help maintain that illusion that this person is improving their life purely out of their own merits and not necessarily the supportive environment they're in as a whole, which is why in the email response I wrote something along the lines of, just like it takes a village to raise a child, I honestly believe it does require a broader social network, real social network, to resolve many of these serious problems. And again, I'm sure that has to do with a lot of things. And to me, I guess my problem on my end was that I have always felt a need to be picky in terms of support group. I mean, COVID certainly didn't help my trust in the medical system, but it was not particularly high prior to that either. Where I ended up on, you know, the whole COVID crisis was largely a consequence of my prior distrust of the healthcare system based off things here and there. And so the thing is, I'm one of those weird people who spent time trying to find online groups for this kind of thing. And with varying success, they exist. There are some more supportive environments than others. But I'll also say, I'm a younger guy. I can handle a bit of rough and tumble. If somebody says a mean thing once in a while, that's not really gonna be the thing that ruins my day. And so my dark little secret in all of this is that 4chan's fitness board, they have a weight loss thread that I regularly contribute to. And I've even written before about how I've entered their weight loss competition, so I have to report my weight on a weekly basis to, you know, stay accountable. And I think that's a big part of it. And what's nice about this particular place, not that I'm necessarily recommending it for everyone, is that I do like the kind of brutal honesty that some places will give you, because there is a problem where I am inherently distrustful of a place that will kind of like try to make you feel good instead of telling you, well, the truth is we've seen it. And obviously everybody has a different idea on what the exact truth is, and so you're never gonna be imperfect. You're never going to be in perfect agreement. And that's where I will say I probably had to really improve my social skills throughout this ordeal, because I'm interacting with more people than before. It's entirely different to be at a gym and, you know, in real life, interacting with real people instead of just walling yourself off alone from the world, pretending you don't exist, and maybe reaching out anonymously online, you know, like that's quite a different environment, I'll tell you. And so some people will say things along the lines of live like the life you want. So if you want to be a super active person, you need to be more active. I think that's great advice. I would just temper it with the fact that when you're in my situation, or when you're significantly heavy in general, there is a limit to how high you can reach, and that's inherently demoralizing. I was not able to do X many personal training sessions, and then X many swimming sessions, and X many walks within a week just because I wanted to. It took time to build up to even this, which honestly doesn't really feel like that much on a day-to-day basis, but it is. It absolutely is when you're lugging, you know, an extra 400 pounds or however much extra weight you're carrying. And so it's a big deal. I really wish I better understood how people can help people in this situation. My short summary is a couple of steps. You know, you gotta understand weight loss because, well, it helps to know how the process works in general. If you're not very savvy, maybe, you know, that alone might give you the information that can help turn someone's life around. But then I'm like, you gotta connect with the person, because I had some really well-meaning strangers come up to me as I was getting big, and they would kind of talk to me about weight and try to be encouraging. And that's really nice and all. The problem is they don't even have the context. Like, they've just met me on the street. They don't know what my lifestyle's like or what my situation is. And so any advice they're going to give is not going, may not be directly applicable to that stranger they're talking to on the street. And that's certainly not a situation I know how to advise people for. Like, I wouldn't really recommend talking to strangers that way. I would say the fact that I know a guy who's running a gym that's a great community, you know, that's probably, I would say, as far as you could do for strangers. Like, just say, hey, there's this great gym over there. And if you actually know it's a great community, then yeah, that probably makes a difference. And I said handle setbacks, because I think the hardest lesson in this whole journey is that you're actually not reaching for perfection. Although, believe me, I'm trying. It's actually the consistency over time that wins the battle, not doing everything perfect in a single day. And that's a very hard thing to learn when you're like dealing with so much shame and pressure. You're like, oh no, I messed up, therefore it's the end of the world. Learning that mistakes are not a crisis itself is a very significant lesson, and that's why the Substack for these updates is called Microdosing Failure. I think you absolutely have to deal with a lot of failure on your way to making this better. Then I would say the other step is finding support. And that's kind of what I just touched on about support groups and like being there for people. You know, that makes a big difference. But like, maybe there are other people who've had overweight relatives who they have kind of helped through this. I certainly don't know of it, but maybe that's the kind of, you know, online discussion we need to foster. Maybe we do need a group of people. It's like, oh, I've been, you know, a parent of somebody who has been super big and they lost it out. And then they can like guide other parents dealing with that situation. Maybe we need to build some kind of online community where people can read and share knowledge about these things. Maybe there are already weight loss communities that discuss this. I don't know. I haven't looked very far. But the real point of that section is that not only do you want to help the person you care about, but you may also want to find other people with different skills, different knowledge, who can help them. Naturally, in my situation where mobility was a big problem, I think a personal trainer is absolutely a great resource to bring into this. I can personally attest that made such a huge difference. But in other situations, that may or may not factor in to either what's doable or what, you know, say the person you're trying to help is receptive to. And so I think there's a like really broad range of ways you can get assistance helping this person. But, you know, once they're really, you know, starting to make progress, you could then shower them with gifts along the way. You know, I gave a little list of like, oh, well, here are the kinds of things that really help when one's trying to make progress. You know, comfortable clothes absolutely makes a difference. Any kind of sports equipment, if, you know, there's a sport they're able to do and are really excited about, by all means, try, you know, one way you can easily help them is making sure that investing in the process is not part of the challenge. Yeah, there's simple stuff like that I mentioned before that, you know, just going on walks with the person is probably, you know, a pretty good way to start, because that's certainly how I got a lot of help in the early days. It's very important to keep being able to walk. I will say, as long as you can walk, definitely hold on to that as well as you can. Then the last thing I said was have fun, because your goal shouldn't be, at least in my mind, to wake up with that person every day who you're trying to help and then be their drill sergeant for all their waking hours, so it's a horrible struggle the entire time. To be honest, I am very overjoyed by the fact that where I am right now allows me to feel a decent amount of joy. The fact that I am going on a nice walk, enjoying the sunshine, celebrating all these different wins. I mean, I'm gonna be below 450 soon, which is gonna be so exciting. I'm sure not a lot of people would be excited about being 400 pounds, but I can tell you, going from above 450 to below 450 is gonna feel pretty great. And I'm really only 12 pounds away from that. And that's the thing, is like, there's going to be so much to celebrate. So focusing on healthy ways, positive ways to celebrate all the wins that are going to happen once progress starts. And I will say it's fast. It's absolutely super quick once the ball really starts getting rolling. A good friend of mine told me that, you know, once you start making progress, things get better, and then that makes other things better, and it creates this virtuous cycle. And I certainly agree with him that in a lot of ways, it's really the thing that gets the ball rolling that makes some of the biggest difference. And so try not to be so hung up on, oh, it needs to be like this, needs to be like that. It's really just about, in my mind, getting them to embrace that they can change their circumstances. Now, yes, it's going to be hard. I'm certainly never going to downplay that it's a difficult thing to do, but it's not impossible. And I spent so long thinking that it was impossible to change my attitude. I thought it was impossible to change my eating habits. I thought my mobility was something that would never get better outside of a happenstance miracle. And with enough effort, it absolutely has changed. And so I certainly feel for people in the situation where they're concerned about a loved one who's heavy. And I hope in any way that I can, me sharing about my experiences while I'm still quite heavy, I certainly haven't made it yet, I hope that can be in one way helpful or another. I mean, I'm certainly no expert on this, but I am taking on the mantle of trying to demonstrate this process while it's in process. And I'll admit, it was a bit more daunting than I had originally thought. You know, when I was writing those pieces, for the first bit of it, it was genuinely hard to write down, you know, once every 3 months what the update was. You know, there was a lot of emotions tied up in that, and I would even avoid writing about it because I was like, I don't know how I want to share this, you know, in general. And I honestly regret it. I regret that in the early days, I was not doing what I'm doing now, which is recording my thoughts on a regular basis, recording videos to get snapshots of like what I look for, you know, that those kinds of things. And it was interesting because I shared the reply I sent Minnesota Mom on my blog, and one of the comments I got was somebody said they have young kids and they're kind of at an age where it's like they're getting big but they're still active, so you don't want to like harangue them about it. And I certainly am not an expert on what to do about this, but I was thinking maybe like, especially if it's not so bad, so it's not like I'm shaming you, but like you can kind of teach them, hey, this is how weight loss works, or like, hey, this is how, you know, muscle growth works. And you can teach them about fitness, not as like a, you need to understand this to fix yourself, but just to learn the baseline biology. You have a human body. Learn how it works. You know, it's like, and well, I'm pretty sure all babbles have the same basic functions there. Yeah, I think if it becomes more of an intellectual thing, that'll be a really big deal. And so, I don't know. If I'm lucky enough to have kids, will that be the plan? I just make sure before it's a problem. They're very familiar with my weight loss journey. I'll be like, well, this is what Gabriel struggled with at this point, and this is what he needed to learn, and now you're gonna know, you know? I don't know. Who knows? Maybe there'll be big broccoli and kettlebell shields too. That'll be the ideal scenario. Who knows? And the other thing I replied with, which is batshit crazy. Do not do this. Please do not do this. This is not a serious suggestion. Is this an, I don't know, maybe show them that it can be fixed by adopting a really fat cat or dog, and then have them engaged in the process of making the cat or dog in healthy shape again. I'm not sure I like this idea. It sounds kind of horrible, but maybe it's the kind of thing somebody needs. I don't know. It's just like trying to make it more intellectual than emotional would be my advice. And so thank you all for listening. I am humbled by the fact that people do listen, and I really wish you well.